it's time for Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill's Community Superstar of the Month, highlighting great local organizations that share Goldfish's commitment to the health and safety of our community. And this month, we'll be talking with Danelle Alex, owner of Goldfish Swim School. Danelle, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
And we've also got Jackie Jinks, Executive Director of the Interfaith Council. Jackie, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
And let's start with a little bit of a recap of 2023, Danelle, because Goldfish Swim School supported a lot of great causes in 2023. I wonder if you could tell us about some of what you did last year to support the health and safety of our community and how you think it went.
Yeah, I mean, we had such a great time in 2023 doing a lot of the things that we did. We had several donation drives, whether it was food drives for either porch or table or book harvest, book drive for book harvest. Things that we were able to get our Goldfish community involved with in helping us support the needs of our community. So it's just really cool to see kind of everyone come together, and we're looking forward to doing more in 2024.
One of the great things about this is every time you're in for one of these, it's always like, oh, of course, that organization. And there's so many in our community that are obvious ones to support. And this one that we've got here today is near the top of the list. We've got Jackie Jinks, Executive Director of the Interfaith Council. Jackie, could you tell us about the work that IFC does? Because I know that there's a pretty wide range.
Yes, definitely a busy place. So IFC confronts poverty and builds community. We respond to the effects of poverty through programs that provide shelter, housing, hot meals, groceries, emergency assistance of all kinds, and resource navigation for folks who need to be connected to different resources. We also confront the causes of poverty through our Activate IFC program, which activates folks around voting, civic engagement, advocacy, and leadership development.
And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about why it's kind of a bigger deal addressing some of these issues this time of year, particularly with that, weather report that I just did with how cold it's been lately.
Right. So in any season, of course, making sure people have a roof over their heads is critical to health and survival. Making sure people are fed also is critical to survival. And we know that living outdoors in the elements for any length of time dramatically shortens people's lifespans, causes more physical and mental illness, and exposes folks to trauma that's difficult, if not impossible, to overcome. So add to that the very cold and wet weather that we're having and that is forecast, and we have a situation that's very dangerous to just people's survival. We know that every year people die in this community, in Chapel Hill and Carborough, as a result of living out in the very cold weather. So we're doing everything that we can to try to get folks indoors and, keep people alive, basically.
It's the voice of Jackie Jinks, Executive Director for the Interfaith Council. She's here with Danelle Alex from Goldfish Swim School as part of Goldfish's Community Superstar of the Month program. And Jackie, I don't want to put you on the spot here. Do you know off the top of your head how many people IFC reaches each year?
Yeah, I think through our various programs, it's over 3,000 people. And of course, some of those folks are using multiple programs or engaged in multiple ways in services. And a lot of folks in that number are coming through our community market, which is a free provides free groceries for folks, or our emergency financial assistance program. And then we, of course, have at any given time somewhere close to 100 people staying in our shelters, which are the only shelters in Orange County.
Do you feel that you're reaching all the people that you need to be reaching?
No. I think we do reach a great number of folks and have after 60 years of being in this community, there's a lot of word of mouth. So I do think people do come to us. We probably aren't reaching everyone, and we're definitely not able to meet the needs of everyone at any given time just because of resources and capacity.
Jackie Jinks is from the Interfaith Council, and she's here with Danelle Alex from Goldfish Swim School. Goldfish is getting involved to support IFC in January. How's that going to work?
So specifically this month in January, we are what we're going to do is just use our Snack Shack money. So every snack that's purchased in our Snack Shack during the month of January will go toward creating hygiene kits for IFC. And our team is going to be the ones that are making and putting together all the kits. We're hoping for at least 1,500, maybe 2,000. If we can get up there, we're really excited to do this. Excellent. And the team is excited as well.
So if you've got your kids at Goldfish and they're begging for something from the Snack Shack, it is socially responsible to allow them to get something from the Snack Shack.
Absolutely. At least this month, I mean.
So what else is going on at Goldfish during January?
Well, we are gearing up towards our busy season. You know that outdoor swimming will be here sooner rather than later, so a lot of families are looking towards getting started in their swim lesson education right now. I would say if you're looking at swim lessons, get started sooner rather than later, because spots do tend to fill up and we get pretty busy. We also have our open swim times as well. You can find those on our website. That's any time that you your family can come in and just use the pool for like open swim for fun or practice. We have that available too.
Excellent. That's the voice of Danelle Alex, owner of Goldfish Swim School. We've also got Jackie Jinks from the Interfaith Council, as that is the highlighted organization for Goldfish's Community Superstar of the Month. Jackie, is there anything else that we should know while we're here before we wrap up?
I would just, you know, want folks to always remember that on any single night and any single day, regardless of the weather, there are many people in our community who don't have somewhere indoors where they can sleep. There are more who are insecure in their housing situation or who are really trying to make ends meet and often can't meet the basic needs for food and other and medication and other necessities. And so just remembering that no matter what the season, people are struggling here in our community, even if we can't see it. And really just want to appreciate the support we get from this community in so many ways, and are now newly grateful for this opportunity to partner with Goldfish Swim School. So thank you so much for what you've been doing for us.
We're super excited.
And Jackie, I feel like this is one of those things where a lot of people are like, oh, this is such a big problem and I feel bad about it. I wish there was something I could do. And there is very much something you can do. How can people get in contact with the IFC if they want to help out or donate?
So our website is ifcweb.org. There are, you know, phone numbers. Folks can email us. I think, you know, one thing to know is that IFC really operates from community support. Folks in this community wrap their arms around IFC every day through financial support, through food, through donations of food, donations of other items. And we have wish lists on the website and a way to donate and also a way to volunteer. And so those are ways that people can kind of plug in. And then, you know, we're always doing work around really trying to get more affordable housing in our community so that we can work our way out of existence. And so if folks want to do work with us in that way around advocacy, those opportunities are available as well.
It's the voice of Jackie Jinks, Executive Director of the Interfaith Council. We've also got Danelle Alex, owner of Goldfish Swim School, and we are just about out of time. Any closing thoughts from either of you?
No, I mean, we're just super thankful for the opportunity. Thankful that we get to partner with IFC this month and excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
To learn more about Goldfish Swim School of Chapel Hill, go to goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. You can also search Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date with Goldfish and all the great organizations they partner with each month. Thanks again, Danelle and Jackie, for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.